This goes to Dr. Gaffney, G-A-F-F, like Frank, N like November, E-Y. Fax 989-607-6875. Regarding Ruth, Story, S-T-O-R-E-Y. Date of birth 5-1 of 1943. Dear Dr. Gaffney, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Story with stage 3B to 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, anemia, and history of lymphoma. Her last visit was October 9th of 2023. Since that visit, she did fall and broke a few of her anterior chest ribs. They are healing. She's having a lot less pain at this point. When she was in the emergency room, though, her blood pressure was very high, so her Losartan was increased from 25 milligram daily to 50 milligram once a day. Also, her Eliquis was decreased from 5 milligram twice a day to 2.5 milligram twice daily, most likely secondary to creatinine level now of 1.94, with estimated GFR of 26 currently. She's feeling well at this point, and no current chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No edema. Medications. Other medications I'd like to review are metoprolol, extended release. She takes 150 milligrams twice a day. Amiodarone is 200 milligrams daily. She's also on potassium chloride, 8 mil equivalent daily, and Lasix, 20 milligrams. She takes a half tablet once a day. Keflex is 250 milligrams daily for UTI prevention. Physical exam, weight 180 pounds. This is unchanged. Pulse is 77. Blood pressure, left arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 150 over 80. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is irregular with a controlled rate of 77. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites. She has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 2/22/2024. Creatinine was up to 1.94. Estimated GFR is 26. Sodium, 137. Potassium is 4.4. Carbon dioxide, 27. Calcium, 9.4. Albumin is 4.0. Hemoglobin, 12.9, with normal white count, normal platelets, and phosphorus is 3.9. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with slightly worse creatinine level. So we've asked the patient to have labs checked again at the end of April. We will probably check them monthly thereafter for several months, and then if the levels improve, we will check them quarterly again. 2, hypertension. There is improved control with the increased Losartan. We'd recommend continuing that dose currently. 3, anemia of chronic disease, not requiring epigen or iron at this time. And 4, chronic atrial fibrillation. And she's anticoagulated with the correct dose of Eliquis, 2.5 milligram twice a day for her current GFR of less than 30. We will schedule her for a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.